Sechtes Menachos, Daf Nun Beis, five lines on the top of Daf Nun Beis and Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, brought a machlekes between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda in a scenario where the Kohen Gadol died and a new Kohen Gadol was not yet appointed, as to whom would be responsible to pay for the Milchus Chavitin during the interim period. As we explained, Rab Shimon holds that initially Midiraisa, it would come from the Tzibah and from the Chumas Halishka, and as the Pasuk states, Chak Olam, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, where there were a lot of Kohanim Gadolim that were dying, there were many times when there wasn't a Kohen Gadol, and therefore it was costing the Tzibah a lot of money, so then they made a takana that it should come from the Yarshin, but then they saw that the Yarshin were being Peshea, and they weren't bringing the Korban, so Rabbanan made another takana, and they were Gmur Adiraisa, and ultimately the Korban was paid for from the Tzibah and from the Chumas Halishka, while Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that Midiraisa, during the interim period, the Minchas Chavitin was paid for by the Yarshin, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Sad, that Kohen that the children should bring the korban after the Kohen Gadol dies, and the Mishnah also stated and based on the second Pshat Rashi, this part of the Mishnah is l'kulei alma, and even Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that although when the Kohen Gadol himself brings the Minchas Chavitin, he brought a half a yisarin in the morning and a half a yisarin in the afternoon, however during the interim period they would bring a full yisarin as their korban, and as we will see in our Gemara, they would bring a full yisarin in the morning and a fully sarin in the afternoon. The only machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is as to the makar, as Rabbi Yehuda learns the makar is from the word Aisa, and we learn out kulu v'lechetzia, and Rabbi Shimon's makar was from the words kol tukter, shetei kulu baktara. Our Gemara will now begin and bring another machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and we will see that the Gemara will have two different versions as to what Rabbi Yehuda held and what Rabbi Shimon held. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, parhom dav shel tzibo, usiri avedi sikhavim, when the Tzibur is chayiv to bring a pound dov shel tzibur or siyur avodis chavim, but chilu magbid lehen divrei Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon imem b'chumas halishka heim bayin. Rabbi Yehuda holds, although this would seem to be a standard carbon tzibur and therefore it should come from the chumas halishka, however zok Rabbi Yehuda that since when they initially collected machzah shekel for the chumas halishka, they didn't know that the whole tzibur would do an avera ma'abadayt adhachi yaviyu shekleim, and therefore they would actually make a new collection and they would collect a small amount of money from each of Yisrael in order to bring the Parah Dov Shel Tzibur and Tzibur Aviz Chavim. However, Rav Shimon holds that they will pay for the Parah Dov Shel Tzibur and Tzibur Aviz Chavim from the money from the Chumas HaLishka and from the Machzah Shekel. And keep in mind that the Gemara Masechta Ze'erevin teaches us that where does Machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the Gemara continues in Es for Tanya Ipcha that we learn Pun Faket that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that states that Mitchumas HaLishka in Bayin and Rav Shimon is the one that states Batchil Magbilen. And if so, we have a question as to how we should Paskin. And the Gemara continued that certainly if we could figure out which one of these brises was stated first and which one was stated second, then we would know that the brisa that was taught later on is the proper brisa. That is the final opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and if so, we will know who to Paskin like. And the Gemara explains Hay Minayu Achrita, and which one of these two brises are actually last. And the Gemara continues Amru Rabbanan Kamid Ravashi Lema Kamaisa Achrita. The Rabbanan said to Ravashi that we will bring you a raya. The first version as to the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is actually stated second, since in the first version Rabbi Yehuda stated Batchilu Magbinlen. Therefore, we will pass like Rabbi Yehuda that Batchilu Magbinlen Arai is the Shamin Lele Rabbi Shimon the Chayish Lepshia, as we saw in our Mishnah. That ultimately, Rabbi Shimon held that you can't say that the Yoshim should have to pay for the Minchas Chavitin during the interim period after Kohen Gadol dies, as we have to be Chayish that potentially the Yoshim will not bring the carbon; they will be Pesheya. Therefore, it makes sense. But the Gate of Param Dal Shel Tzibur and the Sira of Eitz Chavim, the Rav Shimon would not paskin that you make a new collection from the entire Tzibur, as potentially the Tzibur will not want to pay, and they'll be Peshea, and they'll not bring the carbon. Therefore, it would make sense, Rav Shimon holds, that the money for the Parah Dov Shel Tzibur and the Sira of Eitz Chavim will be brought from the Chumas HaLishka. However, the Gemara continues, Amru Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi responds to the Rabbanon that you can't bring a Raya from a Mishnah, as certainly you could be Mechalik between our two cases, as Afilu Teimim Basrei Sachrita, as really we could say, that the second version of the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but the gate parum dov shel tzibur and siyur avodis chavim was actually stated last. Rabbi Shimon actually holds that batchilu magbinlen that they would make a new collection and they would not take the money from the chumas halishka. And even though when we had a shaila as to whom should pay for the minchas chavitin during the interim period after the kohen gadol died, Rabbi Shimon was chayish lepshia. However, kiko chayish Rabbi Shimon lepshia b'milsa leslu kapar begava. However, b'milsa leslu kapar begava lechayish Rabbi Shimon lepshia. Rabbi Shimon was chayish lepshia in the case place where the Yoshim would have to pay for the Minchas Chavitin, this carbon was not coming to give them any kapara, and therefore they weren't motivated to bring this carbon, and therefore they may be Pesheya. However, since the Param Dav Shel Tzibah and the Seer of his Chavim is coming to bring a kapara on the Tzibah, so therefore certainly they would want to bring this carbon, and no one would be Pesheya, and therefore it's possible that Reb Shimon hold that we make a new collection. And as Rabbeinu Gershom explains, Klima, Shalei Hoy Leichkanesim Chumas Alashka, Al Goyvin Achshim, we call Echav Echa Pruta of a Koinimahan. That is how they would purchase the Param Dav Shel Tzibah and the Seer of his Chavim. And the Gemara continues, My Havila, what is the end result, and how do we know how to paskin? And the Gemara will now bring another raya at the first version that we had as to the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It was actually stated last, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that for the Param Dav Shel Tzibah and the Seer of his Chavim, we will make a new collection. And as the Gemara continues, Omli Rabbi Zuti L'Rabashi, now Rabbi Zuti said the following to Rabashi, Tashmad, I'll bring a raya from a braisa. Tanya, as we learned to the braisa, that the Pasukim Pashas Pinchas bin Agate Karman Tumid states, Zavis bin Esau, via Marta Aleim, as Kaboni Lachmi Lishai, Reich Nichoichi, Tishmu Lahakavli bin Moyadoi. And the Pasuk uses three terms that refer to a carbon, as it uses the term Kaboni, and it uses the term Lachmi, and it also uses the term Lishai. Therefore, we learn out, Lu Rabbis Param Dav Shel Tzibah, Usirav Ischavim, Shaboy Machum Salishka, Divrab Shimon, as since certainly the Karman Tumid comes from the money of the Chumas Alishka, then the Pasuk is teaching us that not only does the Karman Tumid come from the money of the Chumas Alishka, but the Param Dav Shel Tzibah, as well as the Seer of Yitzchavim, are also brought from the money in the Chumas Alishka, which we receive from the Machzah Shekel, as Rashi states, Kaboni Lachmi Lishai, Riba Kosov Kaboni Sabe, the Cholhani Lashik Karbininu, and Rabbis Parhelim, the Boyim Chumas Alishka Ketamid, the Betamid Vishtai, the Avgad Lava Dakhtar Haki, Vishaklayim, Shri Leyayidun Shayakta, Afilu Haki Mabalu Kra, and Divrab Shimon, and Zok Rashi, Vikim the Mikra Yalif, and since Rab Shimon is bringing a Makar from a Pasuk, Ikahu, and therefore this Bryson must be the Ikah Sheet of Rab Shimon, and it must be that this is the final Sheet of Rab Shimon, since Rab Shimon holds that the money would come from the Chumas Alishka, so Rab Yehuda must be Chaylak on Rab Shimon, and must hold that it comes from a new collection, and since this is the Ikah Brysa, and we know that Rab Yehuda Rab Shimon, Allah Rab Yehuda, therefore we pass like Rab Yehuda, that the money for the Param Dav Shel Tzibah and Seer of Yitzchavim would come from a new collection, and not from the Chumas Alishka. And the Gemara continues and quotes the last three words of our Mishnah, Vishleim HaSekreva, and as we explain, according to the first pshat of Rashi, this is only going with Rabbi Yehuda. However, according to the second explanation of Rashi, which is the way that we previously explained the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that this din is Lekuli Alma, and all agreed that when bringing the Minchas Chavitin during the interim period after the Kohen Gadol died, and prior to the Bimimana, new Kohen Gadol, that they will bring a full Yisorin, and we already explained that ultimately the Gemara will come out, that they will bring a full Yisorin in the morning, and a full Yisorin in the afternoon. However, the Gemara actually has this exact Shaila, and our Gemara begins, Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba stated, had the following Shaila, Then when the Mishnah stated, does our Mishnah mean, as we explained, that although when the Kohen Gadol was alive, the Kohen Gadol would bring a full Yisorin in the morning, and then split the Yisorin, and bring a half Yisorin in the morning, and a half Yisorin in the afternoon, whether in this interim period, they would bring two Yisrainis, they would bring one full Yisorin in the morning, and one full Yisorin in the afternoon, or does the Mishnah mean that instead of bringing a half Yisorin in the morning, and a half Yisorin in the afternoon, they would bring a full Yisorin in the morning, and they would not bring a Minchas Chavitin at all in the afternoon? And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Tashma, and Rava states, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid, that the Minchas Chavitin was never batal, and therefore it must be that they brought a full Yisorin in the morning, as well as a full Yisorin in the afternoon. And the Mishnayis in the third parak of Mesechtes Tamid discusses that they made a pious as to whom would be Zeichin in the Avodais, and there were 13 Kohanim that were Zeichin in the Avodais. And as the first mission in the third parak states, etc. And then the Mishnah continues, Mi Mali Varim Lekevesh. Then the Mishnah states, V'achavitin. As Rashi explains that really one Kohen was Zeichin Shchita. Then the 12 Kohanim that were closest to him would be Zeichin the rest in the order that he was standing next to him. Then in the Mishnah in the fourth parak, on Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, the Mishnah states, Nimsu Kulam Ein Meshura, Ivorim Beyodam. All of these Kohanim would stand in a row in front of the ramp, and they would have the Ivorim in their hands. Now Shmini Bechavitim Hatshi B'yayin, that the eighth Kohen had the Minchas Chavitin, and he would bring it up on the Mizbeach, and be Makter on the Mizbeach for the Kohen Gadol. The ninth Kohen would be holding the Yayin. Nayin Rashi, that in Mesechtes Tamid, Mani Yud Gimel Kohanim, Ma'asukim B'tamid, Bein Ba'Boker, Bein Ba'Erev, Zeb B'Kach, V'Zeb B'Kach. And although they selected these Kohanim Kohanim in the morning, the same Kohanim perform the same Avodah in the afternoon. Therefore, Rava continues with his Raya, that Vim Isa the Betel Rabbein Abayim, that if it's true that when the Kohen Gadol would die and there was an interim period, then they would actually not bring the Minchas Chavitin in the afternoon. How could the Mishnah Masechtas Tama teach us that the eighth Kohen would always be holding the Minchas Chavitin, both by the Tam Shel Shachar as well as by the Tam Shel Rabbein Abayim? That will not always be the case, as a Zimna Dlo Meshkech Le Shmini B'Chavitin, as Hechi Dami, the Mes Kohen Gadol V'Loimino Achar Tachtov, as in a case where the Kohen Gadol died and there was an interim period, that if we hold that they would not bring the Minchas Chavitin in the afternoon, then there would not be an eighth Kohen in that process. By the fact that the Mishnah Masechtas Talmud teaches us Shmini B'Chavitin, it must be that it was never Batal, and it must be that we always bring the Minchas Chavitin both in the morning as well as in the afternoon. Therefore, when the Mishnah stated that the Shleim Hoysa Kreva, it must be that they brought two Yisrainim, and they brought one Yisrain in the morning and one Yisrain in the afternoon. Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanan Kamid Rabbi Yemiya, and when the Rabbanan mentioned this Raya to Rabbi Yemiya, who was in Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Yemiya made the following statement referring to Rava, and he stated, Bavloi Tuvshoi, Mishum de Yasu Ba'asu de Chashucha, Amri Shmaitz de Mechashchon, that these fools from Bavel, that since they live in a dark land, and as Rashi states, the Bavel Amukahi, the Chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, therefore they say over memories which are dark and which are not proper rayos. And Rabbi Yemi explains why the ray of Rav is not proper. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid list Shvi Baseles and Shvi B'Yayin, that the seventh Kohen had the Seles in his hand of the Mincha and the ninth one had Yayin, and Hachanami Dloy Batli. Can you really say that there was never a time that they didn't have the seventh and ninth Kohen and they always brought the Seles and Yayin at the same time that they brought the Keves for the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bayin Abayim? We know that the Psukim and Pashas Pinchas mention Minchasim Niskeim multiple times, and therefore we learn Minchasim Niskeim Belagla, Minchasim Niskeim Afil Lamacha, that although when one brings most Kabanais, they have to bring a Minchas Sachim, and certainly if they actually had the Minchas Sachim in the Klisharis, then they have to bring it that same day. However, as we previously learned, that if they did not have enough money to buy the Minchas Sachim, then they could even bring it that night, and they could even bring it at a later point, and even 10 days later. Therefore, if you Rava, why would the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid teach us Shvi B'Seilitz and Shvi B'Yayin if it wasn't always the case? Ella the Eloi Tani, that it must be that the Mishnah is not discussing special cases, and for example a case where they didn't have money for Minchas Asachim. The Mishnah is teaching us that in most cases the seventh Kohen would be holding the Seilitz and the ninth would be holding the Yayin. Hachinami the Eloi Tani, that B'negei the Minchas Chavitin, the Mishnah is only discussing the standard case. Certainly the standard was that the eighth Kohen would bring the Minchas Chavitin onto the Mizbeach. The Mishnah is not discussing an outlier where the Kohen Gadol died and then there was an interim period where they were not Mamad the Kohen Gadol, where they would not bring the Minchas Chavitin in the afternoon, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from this Mishnah. Therefore, Zok Rabbi Yemiya, the Rabbi Yechonon Shaila is still a valid Shaila as to how they would bring the Minchas Chavitin during the interim period after Kohen Gadol dies, and would they bring two Yisrainis, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, or would they only bring one Yisrain, and they would bring that in the morning and they would be Mavatal the Minchas Chavitin in the afternoon? Mar continues, Adru Kamed Rava, so then they went back to Rava. He told him that Rabbi Yemiya shlugged up your Raya. He also made this derogatory statement about Vloy Tivshoi, and Omar and Rava stated, Mibishusin Amri Kamayu, Mitivusin Loy Amri Kamayu. Although it's true that this Svara was not a valid Svara, and this Raya is not a good Raya, but why would it be that people that go to Eretz Yisrael only say over memories in our name, which are bad Svaris, and why wouldn't they say the good Svaris, as certainly we have plenty of Svaris that are very valid and are good rayas? And then Rabbi Yemi would now have stated the Hani Bavloi Tuvshai. The Gemara continues, Hadam Rava, Hani Nami Tuvusin Hi, even in regard to the Shaila, I also have a very valid raya, and during the interim period, not only would they bring an Isaran in the morning, but they would bring an Isaran in the afternoon, and they would bring the Minchas Chavitin both in the morning and the afternoon, as Amakra, as the Pasuk and Pashat Sab, and again in Minchas Chavitin states, Seilus Mincha Tamid, and we learn Harei Lechok and Minchas Tamidin, that the Torah is teaching us that Minchas Chavitin has dinim like the Minchas HaTamid, and just like the Minchas HaTamid is brought every single day in the morning and at night, therefore the same applies to the Minchas Chavitin, and even in the interim period they will bring an Isar in the morning, they would also bring an additional Isar in the afternoon. Keep in mind that this is what Tosis meant on Daf Nun Aleph from Aleph, where he stated Rava certainly agrees to Abaya that we dash him from the Pasuk Seilus Mincha Tamid, that the Minchas Chavitin has dinim like the Minchas HaTamid. I in Tosis on Daf Nun Aleph from Aleph and Dibur Maschol Afilam Esmol, and also in Diva Masal Tanika Vase de Rava. The Gemara continues, my Habila, that even though Rava just brought a ray from from a pasuk, the Gemara wants to know if we actually could find a brisa which would show us what the halacha would be. And the Gemara continues, "Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tashma, the Tanya Shleim Shachas who Shleim Bein Abayim." And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak brings a raya, as the brisa teaches us, that in the interim period they would bring the Yisurin in the morning as well as the Yisurin in the afternoon, just like Rava taught us. And in Rashi at the end of Dibur Masal Hanami, where Rashi brings down, the Rava brought a pasuk of Selus Mincha Tamid, and Rava learned Mat Tamid Ain a Bottle Afhi Ain a Betela. And Rashi explains that when the Gemara is my Havilah, the Gemara actually feels that there's machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yemiya, and the Gemara is that do we pass like Rava, or do we pass like Rabbi Yemiya, Ayin Shom, and Tzarech Bir, how Rashi knows that Rabbi Yemiya is actually Chilk and Rava, as Rabbi Yemiya only pointed out that Rava's Raya is not a proper Raya, not necessarily the argues on the din of Rava, but Tzarech Bir, and Ayin the Ba'an Tesis, Dibel Maschel, the Eloi Tani, claim with Dovashen and Ruggle, Elabakrei Ba'alma. Before we begin with the next Gemara, let us point out when a person brings a Minchas Adava, he brings an Asir Seifa flower as well as a Kmitza of Levaina. And although the Torah doesn't teach us explicitly that a Kohen Gadol that brings a Minchas Chavitin also brings Levaina, however, our Gemara on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph will teach us that Levaina was brought together with the Minchas Chavitin. Rabbi Yechon will now bring a Machlekes as to how much Levaina the Kohen Gadol will actually bring, and would he only bring one Kmitza of Levaina, and he will bring half a Kmitza in the morning and half Kmitza in the afternoon, just like he splits the Sarin and he brings half in the morning and half in the afternoon, or would he actually bring two kmitzas levaina, one for the morning and one for the afternoon? And as our Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Dustai Rabbanon, that is a machlekes between Abba Yosef ben Dustai and Rabbanon as to how much levaina the Kohen Gadol would bring when the Kohen Gadol was alive and he actually brought the Minchas Chavitin properly half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Abba Yosef ben Dustai Eimer, Ma'afresh Lashdik, Matzav Shal Levaina, Kohen Shachar, Zekohen Mitzvah Ben Abayim, and Abba Yosef ben Dustai holds that the Kohen would actually bring two kmitzas of levaina, one for the morning and one for the afternoon. Rabbanan Amri Mafish L'Kayim Mitzechad, Chetzi Kayim Mitzechus V'Chetzi Kayim Mitzben Abayim. While the Rabbanan Acholik and they hold that the Kohen Gadol would actually only take one kmitz of levaina, and he would bring half of the kmitz in the morning and half a kmitz in the afternoon. And he continues to explain B'mai Kamifli and what is the Machleik is based on. As Abba Yosef ben Dustai Sava Le'Eshkan Chetzi Kayim Mitzekariv, Rabbanan Savri Le'Eshkan Isarin the Bayishdei Kmatim. That Abba Yosef ben Dustai holds that we never find that a half a kmitz is brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore certainly when the Kohen brings Levaina, he has to bring a full kmitz in the morning and a full kmitz in the afternoon. And as Rashi states, Ma'afish l'shnei kmatzim shel Levaina, shel maybe sarin shalim in Besai, maybe imay shnei kmatzim Levaina, that he actually had to bring both of the kmitzes in the morning, u'mak ve'echel l'chatzi sarin shel Shachris, ve'echel l'chatzi shel Bein Abayim. However, Rabbanan hold that we never find that a sarin of flour should be brought with more than a kmitz of Levaina, and therefore it must be that he only brought a full kmitz of Levaina, and then he split it half a kmitz in the morning and half a kmitz in the afternoon. And although in this case it was Pasha to Rabbi Yechon that there's a machlekes between Abba Yosef ben Dustai and the Rabbanon, however, by Rabbi Yechon had the following shayla in the case of a Mishnah of Kohen Gadol Shemez, v'loy minu achat tachtav, and we continue in the afternoon Bezer and Bez, l'Rabbanon huchbul Levainasai Ailai, in the case of a Mishnah where Kohen Gadol died and they would not yet man another Kohen Gadol in his place, and we just learned that certainly they would bring the Minchas Chavitin both in the morning as well as in the afternoon, and they would bring a full Yisurin in the morning and a full Yisurin in the afternoon. Instead of only bringing one Yisurin, they would double up the amount of the Minchas Chavitin, and they would actually bring two Yisurinis. So Rabbi Yechon has a shayla as to what the Rabbanon would hold b'negiyah the Levaina, and as he continues and explains, mi aminu metech shehuchpala shterasai huchpala levainasai oidum may de goli goli may de goli le goli. Would we say that since during the interim period the Torah requires that they should bring a fully sarin in the morning and a fully sarin in the afternoon, and he doubled up the seles, so the same would apply to negate the levaina, and we would double up the levaina, and instead of bringing a half a kmitza levaina, they would bring a full kmitza levaina in the morning together with the sarin of seles, and they would also bring a full kmitza levaina in the afternoon together with the sarin of seles? Or would we say that it's dafka ben negate the seles that the Torah states exeis hakasov, and as Rabbi Yehuda learned from the pasuk of Isa that kul v'lechetzia, Rabbi Shimon learned from the words kol tukter shtei kula baktara, therefore that only applies to seles. That's why in the interim period we were bringing two Yisraelis to seles, one Yisrael in the morning and one in the afternoon. However, the Torah is not megalitas, one should increase the amount of levaina, and since the regular Kohen Gadol brings only one kmitz of levaina, therefore the same would apply in the interim period. They would only bring a half a kmitz of levaina in the morning and a half a kmitz of levaina in the afternoon. And Rashi points out that Rabbi Yechon's shayla was only only according to Rabbanon, as according to Abi Yosef ben Ustai, that since Abi Yosef ben Ustai held that even when a Kohen Gadol was alive, he would only bring a Chetzi Levayin in the morning and a Chetzi Levayin in the afternoon, and as Rabbi Yisrael Asfarov, Le Eshchon Chetzi Kaimitz the Karev, therefore, based on a similar Asfarah, Rabbi Yosef ben Ustai would hold that during their interim period, they would still only bring one Kmitza of Levayin in the morning and one Kmitza of Levayin in the afternoon, and they would not double up the amount of Levayin. Since Leimitzinu based Kmatzim back Tarachas, as we never find that one would bring two Kmitzais of Levayna when performing one Akhtara. Ayin in Taptasis, who also points out, Aval Abba Yosef ben Ustai, Kivin the Tzarech, Kmitz Babaik, and Kmitz Ba'arev, Le Shayach Lach Bule Tfei, Mishir Shalem, and only the Rabbanon who debay, Ibeinun Shalem Belevayna, Kehechid Ibeinun Shalem Be'asarin. And Agamar continued, Rabbi Yechron continues and asks another Shayla, and this Shayla will be not only according to Rabbanon, but even according to Rabbi Yosef ben Ustai, and as he states, v'shemen bein l'Abi Yosef ben Ustai who bein l'Rabbanon ma'u, that certainly we already learned that a regular kohen gadol that brings a minchas chavitin brings a total of 3 leg of shemen together with the sarin or seiles. He would bring 1.5 leg in the morning, 1.5 leg in the afternoon. And Rabbi Yechon has a shayla as to what the halacha would be when bringing a minchas chavitin in this interim period, and would they still only bring 3 leg of shemen, or would they double up the shemen and they would bring 6 leg of shemen, 3 leg in the morning and 3 leg in the afternoon? And as Tesis continues in Dibur Maschil Rabbanon, Avo Mishemen Boy Abi Yosef ben Ustai Nami to Bechol Yoyim Lo Hayu Rak Leigu Mechza Bebeka V'chein Be'er V'hash Nami Oidilma Lechol Yisaren Hayu Gim Leigin V'zuhi B'li Lasan. And this would be the proper way to bring this carbon. And the Gemara continues, Rava Tashma, and Rava will focus on the first Shaila of Rabbi Yechron, and he will try to bring a Raya from the Mishnah and Davka Vavam and Beis that during the interim period they would still only bring one kmitza of levina, and they would bring half the kmitza of levina in the morning and half in the afternoon. And the Mishnah in the 13th parah teaches us that if one states harei levina, then lo yifchais mikayimets, then he has to bring at least a kmitza of levina. The Mishnah then continues chamisha kmatzimim, that there are 5 different kmitzas of levina. Number one is the case that the Mishnah just mentioned, that if someone states harei levina lo yifchais mikayimets. Number two, a misnadiv mincha, if someone is a misnadiv and mincha yavi ma kaimis levina, then he has to bring a kmitz of levina. Number three, a milas akhmitz bechutz, that if one is maila a full kmitz of levina outside of the base of mikdash, then he'll be chayiv kares, as that is the shear of halah. The fourth and fifth kmitzah is referring to the bezichi levina that were brought together with the lechem aponim and were placed on the shulchan every single Shabbos. And as the Mishnah states, who shtei bezichin tun and shtei kmatzim, and the share of each spoon was one kmitzah. And Rashi points out that this Mishnah doesn't mention levina that is brought by the kohen gadol every single day when he brings the minchas chavitin. This Mishnah is clearly going like Rabbanon and argue on Abi Yosef ben Ustai, and since Lefid Rabbanon the Kohen Gadol only brought a half a kmitza levayin in the morning and a half a kmitza levayin in the afternoon, therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention it. The Mishnah is only discussing cases where someone would bring a full kmitza levayin. Our Gemara continues that Rav's Raya is v'im isa zimna mishkachas lazayin, that if it would be true that in the interim period that even Rabbanon would agree that they would bring one kmitza levayin in the morning and one kmitza of levayin in the afternoon, then the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid should have listed those kmitzais just like we listed the 2 kmitzais that are brought with the shnei bezichin. And therefore the Mishnah should have stated that there are 7 different kmitzais, as during the interim period between when a kohen gadol dies and the mamana new kohen gadol, they would actually bring 2 separate kmitzais, and they would bring a kmitza levayin in the morning and a kmitza levayin in the afternoon. And by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention this, so it must be that in Rabban hold that even in the interim period, one would only bring one kmitza levayna, and they would bring half a kmitza in the morning and half a kmitza in the afternoon. However, the Gemara responds, the Eloi Tani, that he can't bring a raya in his Mishnah, as his Mishnah is only talking about the standard cases, and since it is not a normal case, and as Tesis stated on Amud Aleph, Dovishen and Ragel al Bakrei Ba'alma, therefore, although it's possible that during the interim period, they would actually bring 2 kmitzas levayna, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. However, even so, the Mishnah did not mention this, and keep in mind that although on Amud Aleph, Rava tried to bring a similar raya, and Rabbi Yemiya stated Hani Bavloi Tevshai, and he shlugged up this raya using the same swara. But even so, Rava could still try to bring this raya in our case, as although it seems that the same pecha applies, and Rava seemed to be maskim to the pecha of Rabbi Yemiya, and as our Gemara states, the Eloi Tani, but Yosef Rav Papa v'kamalala shmeitza. But then Rav Papa went and said over this raya of Rava and the pecha that the Gemara asked on Rava, and Amalei Rabbi Yisrael Basham Rav Papa, and Rabbi Yisrael Basham said to Rav Papa, that Maisa, this pircha doesn't work over here, as Valmaila claims Bechot, the Ihava Victoni, as we saw, one of the cases that the Mishnah brought down on Daf Kuvavim Beis was where someone is Ivan Isin Deraisa, and he's Maila Kmitza Lobaina outside of the Azara. Certainly, that's not a normal scenario, and it's a Davashain and Ruggle, Olabakre Ba'alma. Even so, the Mishnah listed this as one of the Chamisha Kmatim. If the Mishnah is listing even items that are not normal, so then the Mishnah should also list a case where they bring the Lovaina during the interim period, and by the fact that they didn't list this case, it must be that during the interim period, one would not double over the amount of Lovaina, and you would only bring a full Kmitza Lovaina, half a Kmitza Lovaina in the morning, and a half a Kmitza Lovaina in the afternoon, and L'chay Rav Yisrael is still valid, and Ayin Rashi Zimn Mishkacha Sirva could go in base Kmashim Shel Charitin, the Hasim Kachasha base Kmashim Shel Bezichi Lechem Aponim, Afagad Dechad Karbininu, V'achin Nami Lechashiv. Therefore, we should also list the two Kmitzas of Lovaina that are brought with the Minchas Chavitin during the interim period between the time that the Kohen Gadol dies and when they were man a new Kohen Gadol. And Rashi also points out that the Gemara's teretz to Rava was Lo'ilam Eimel Echad Hochbel V'haid Lechashiv Lehu Mishum the Imes Kohen Like Tani Ela Bekraven Kedakun Kamari. In the case where there's an interim period and a Kohen Gadol dies, that is not considered a normal scenario. The Gemara continues that although it seemed that we just brought a Raya that Rabbanon would hold that even in the interim period they would only bring one Kmitza Levaina, but the Gemara is my Havilah, as Rashi explains, my Havilah Daloy Tanin Labhedya, as Lamaisa is not stated anywhere Mefurish, and the Gemara wants to find an explicit Raya, and the Gemara states Amar Nach Beitzak Tashma that I'll bring a Raya for the following Braisa, the Tanya Kohen Gadol Shemes Loi Minu Achatachdav, then they will bring Shlema Shachris or Shlema Bein Abayim, one Yisarn of flower in the morning and one Yisarn of flower in the afternoon, Umafrish Lo Beis Kamatzim, then it will be Mafrish to Kamatzim Levaina, Kaimit Shachris for Kaimit Bein Abayim. And finally, Umafrish Lo Shleshes Legin, Leg Mechza Shachris, Leg Mechza Bein Abayim, that in the interim period, they would only be Mafrish 3 Legin of oil. It would bring 1.5 Leg in the morning and 1.5 Leg Bein Abayim, just like when the Kohen Gadol was alive. Rav Nachman Beitzchak now continues with his Raya as money that who is the Tana's Braisa, as Ilim Rabbanon, as if you will see the Tana of this Braisa is going with Peter Shita Rabbanon, when a Kohen Gadol is alive, he only brings a half a Kmitza Levain in the morning and a half a Kmitza Levain in the afternoon. So Maishna Levainosa Lehuchbala, Maishna Shambla Lehuchbala. So why would it be that Lefidra Abanon, when the Kohen Gadol dies, and we're now in the interim period, then we would double up the Levaina, and as the Braisa stated, he would bring one Kmitz in the morning and one Kmitz in the afternoon, and meanwhile, Benegea Shemen, he would bring the same amount as they would bring while the Kohen Gadol was alive, and they would still only bring 3 leg of Shemen, 1.5 leg in the morning, and 1.5 leg in the afternoon, and Lechir, according to Rabbanon, they should also double up the Shemen, and they should have to bring 6 leg of Shemen, 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. Therefore, Zakhar Abnach Mayitzhak, El Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, so it must be the Tanad of Braisa is going like Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, and even when the Kohen Gadol is alive, he brings a full Kmitza Levain in the morning, and a full Kmitza Levain in the afternoon, and as we previously mentioned, that Rabbi Yechon never has Shaila, according to Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, and certainly even during the interim period, Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi holds that although they would double up the amount of Seilus that they will bring, and they will bring the Sarin in the morning and the Sarin in the afternoon, however the amount of Levaina would stay the same, and they would still only bring a Kmitz in the morning and a Kmitz in the afternoon, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that according to Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, just like they would not double up the Levaina, they would also not double up the Shemen, and as our Gemara continues, that is going according to Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, the Amma Chavite Kohen Gadol Ba'alma Shnei Kmatzim Bayi, and in the interim period, Levaina Lehuchpala, just like we did not double up the Levaina, so similarly, Vishem Lehuchpal, that we also did not double up the amount of Shemen, and the Gemara continues with this Raya, when the Shem Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi Lehuchpal, and since we see that Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi holds, that we would not double up the Shemen during the interim period, Levaina Vishem Lehuchpala Nami Lehuchpalu, and therefore, the Rabbanan must hold that during the interim period, we don't change the amount of Shemen or the amount of Levaina, my Degoli Goli, my Degoli Goli Loi Goli, during the interim period, although they would double up the flour and they would bring the Sarin in the morning and the Sarin in the afternoon, however, they would not double up the Kmitza Levaina and they would only bring a half a Kmitza in the morning and a half a Kmitza in the afternoon, and they would also not double up the Shemen and they would bring a total of 3 leg, 1.5 leg in the morning, 1.5 leg in the afternoon, and as Rashi explains, the Inu Loi Pligi Ala Belevaina Mechayim, the Rabbana only Chaylik on Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi when the Kohen Gadol was alive and Benegir Mount Levaina, Avla Achamisa, a Hochpoli Leichpol Loi Pligi, but in Achaylik on Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, Benegir the Svara, certainly they agree to Abi Yosef Ben Nistoyi, the Maid Loi Goli, Loi Goli. The Gemara continues. continues, Om Rabbi Yechonon, Halacha Rabbi Yisrael ben Dustai, Rabbi Yechonon stated that Halacha follows Rabbi Yisrael ben Dustai, that when the Kohen Gadol was alive and he brought his Minchas Chavitin, so although he split up the Yisrael of Seiles and he brought a half Yisrael in the morning and a half Yisrael in the afternoon, well, since we never find that we bring a half a Kemitza Levina, therefore the Kohen Gadol would have to bring a full Kemitza Levina in the morning and a full Kemitza Levina in the afternoon. But the Gemara now continues and asks, Umi Yom Rabbi Yechonon, that how can you see Rabbi Yechonon passing like Abba Yisrael ben Dustai? Since we know that Rabbi Yechonon has a klal that Halacha follows the Stam Mishnah, and as we saw that the Mishnah in Daf Kuvavim Beis is a Stam Mishnah, and certainly that Mishnah is going for the Chachamim, and that's the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention Kemitza of the Kohen Gadol for his Minchas Chavitin. As Rashi explained, that since he actually did not bring a Kemitza at one time, and the Kohen Gadol only brought a half a Kemitza in the morning and a half a Kemitza in the afternoon, and since we have a Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim, so Lachay Rabbi Yechonon should pass. However, the Gemara explains, as to Rabbi Yechonon stated, and although there's a man that Amid holds, Rabbi Yechonon holds Halacha Stam Mishnah, and he would passing like the Mishnah Daf Kuvam Beis, and he would passing like the Rabbanon. However, there's another man that Amid holds that Rabbi Yechonon doesn't passing like a Stam Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi Yechonon can passing like Abba Yosef ben Ustai. And as Rashi states, Ma Amid Stam Mishnah Am Rabbi Yechonon, while Ma Amid Halacha Abba Yosef ben Ustai Am Rabbi Yechonon, and Ayin Tesis Dibu Mas. That why would the Gemara bring down halacha that will only be relevant when Mashiach comes? And I and other mepharshim that point out that certainly we find multiple times that the Gemara will bring down halacha that's only relevant to the zman of Mashiach. Ayin and mepharshim. Keep in mind that although on Daf Nun Beis and Aleph we saw two different versions as to machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara wanted to know which one was stated last in order to figure out who we were passing like as Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That was also Hilchos L'Mashicha, and why didn't Tesis ask the question on Amud Aleph? But L'Chari it's Pashut that the only time that we have the question of Hilchos L'Mashicha is only when the Gemara actually states Halacha Kaplani, but in the Gemara on Amud Aleph, the Gemara never states Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Tesis did not ask this question on Amud Aleph. Hadron L'Chatchilis, Hadron L'Chatchilis, Hadron L'Chatchilis. And we now continue with the new Perek and the new Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us Kol Menachis Boyis Matzah Chut Mechamet Shabbataydo Shtei Alechem Shein Boyis Chamet. That all Kabbonis Menachos have to be brought for Matzah, and you can't allow them to become Chametz, aside for 10 out of the 40 Chalais that are brought together with the Karban Taidah, as well as the Shtei Lechem that is brought on Shavuos together with the Shnei Kvasim, which are all specifically made into Chametz. And I intend to do a Maskal Kol Menachos, Boyis Matzah, Chutz Bechamin Shabbat Taidah, Shtei Lechem, and Tesis points out, Shtei Lechem Nichad, the Kail Bahadi Shtar Menachos, the Ikri Mincha, and certainly when our Mishnah brings down the Shtei Lechem as an exception to the rule of Kol Menachos, Boyis Matzah, so that makes a lot of sense as the Shtei Lechem is considered a Karban Mincha, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Emor, as well as in Pashas Pinchas, Uviyom Bekurim Barkuvcha Mincha Chadasha, and the Torah specifically calls the Shtei Lechem a Mincha Chadasha. However, Taisa points out that the Lachmei Toida never called the Karban Mincha, and Zok Taisa is Avalachmei Toida Le'eshchan, Umikom Mokom Yicha Lashmin Adina, and even though it's actually not a Karban Mincha, however, Agav, that the Mishnah is teaching us that there is a Karban that's brought from Chametz, so therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that 10 of the 40 lechem of the Karban Toidah are also actually specifically made out of chametz, and it's a bit tzarech bia that generally when we have a din that's agav, another din, so we first bring down the ikadin, and then we bring down the din that's only agav, and our Mishnah we bring down exactly the opposite, as the Mishnah starts off, chutz mechamin shabitaydah, and only afterwards mentions the ikadin, that the shtei lechem are boyas chametz, ayin Rashi in the Mishnah, chutz mechamin shabitaydah, the chsiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Tav teaches us, al chalis lechem. Rashi continues with Shtei Lechem, Dichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Emma tells us, Mimashusechem Taviu Lechem Trufa, Shtaim Shnei Esrenim, Seilus Tiena, Chomet Seafena, Bikurim Lashem. The Mishnah now continues that we know that each of the Chalais of the Taidah, as well as each of the Chalais of the Shtei Lechem, are made from one Isorin of flour. As we saw, Benegate Shtei Lechem, that the Pasuk in Pashas Emma states, Mimashusechem Taviu Lechem Trufa, Shtaim Shnei Esrenim, Seilus Tiena, each of the challah was made from one isarin, and we know that when the Torah gives a shear of an isarin, then there's an issa of chaser and yasar, and you can't bring less than an isarin, and you also can't have more than an isarin. Certainly those karbonis menachos that have to be matzah, so the process was very simple, as we'd fill up a kli with an isarin of flour, and then afterwards we would add in water. However, as the mefarshim explain, if one would just take flour and water, so although it would certainly become chametz, germinates after a period of time, this may take a very long time, and since the flour and water were needed in the Kli Shareis, you would not be able to leave this mixture overnight, as it would become pasabalina. Therefore, certainly one would have to actually put in some sourdough, which is called seir. That would help the process and would make the dough rise quicker and become chametz gamar. However, since one cannot have more than an isarin of flour, as we will see, Rav Meir holds that certainly one cannot take a piece of sourdough, which is a mixture of flour and water, simply place it into the isarin of flour, and then we would have a problem, as he would be bringing a carbon with more than the isarin of flour. Now our mission now continues and brings a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to how to make these chalais into chametz. And Rav Meir states, "Sa'ar boitel hamitechan o mechamtzan." Rav Meir holds that after one would measure a full isarin, they would remove some flour from the mixture and they would mix it with water and they would create a piece of sourdough and then they would place that sourdough back into the mixture. And as Rashi states, then they would place this mixture of dough and water into the middle of the flour. That would cause this mixture to become a piece of sourdough. Then this leavening agent now caused the rest of the flour and water to become chametz. However, the mission continues, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Afhi Einu Mina Mufcha, Rabbi Yehuda states that Rameh's Eitzah is not going to be a proper Eitzah, as ultimately this Sa'ar that you're creating at this moment is actually not going to become full sourdough, and it won't be a very strong leavening agent. It won't turn this entire mixture into a full-fledged chametz, and therefore it is not the proper way to create this chametz. Rabbi Yehuda continues and explains his Eitzah, Alamevis Sa'ar V'Nesel Teich Amida U'Malas Amida. Instead, one would bring sourdough from his own home, which was already a very strong leavening agent, and he would place that leavening agent into a kli and into a measuring cup that was an isarin, and then he would place the flour on top of that up until the point that it was a full isarin. At this point, between the leavening agent and the rest of the flour, he would have a full isarin of flour. This way, this mixture of flour and water would turn into chametz that much quicker and would be a stronger chametz. And Amru Loi and those that held like Rav Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, Afi Haisa Chaseira Yaseira, and according to your method, then you're actually not having a certain of flour. Certainly one doesn't know exactly how much flour is in the leavening agent, as it's a mixture of flour and water. And as Rashi explains, if the sourdough that he brought from his house is actually very thick and it was a lot of flour and just a little bit of water, then when he fills up this measuring cup, he would actually have too much flour. It will be more than a certain of flour. And as Rashi says, and if it's a looser piece of sourdough, as he added a lot of water into the mixture, then it won't actually be a fully certain flour, and it will be a certain chaser. That would be puzzle. And as Rashi states, that's where it may hold that although it won't make a stronger chametz, but the maaser only eats is you have to remove some of the flour from the isarin, and you then put it back into the isarin. And as Rav Meir stated, and keep in mind that although Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Metzias and would agree that this mixture would be either chaser or yasser, however, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by the fact that the Torah states that the shtei lechem would have to be chametz, so it must be the Torah wanted us to make it a proper chametz, and since the only way to make it a proper chametz is by adding in sourdough, so it must be that the shear of isarin by the shtei lechem, as well as for the 10 lechem of the korban toidah, are not an exact shear, and it could be either a little chaser or a little yasser, and we will stop over here.